The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering, all right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame Black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? What up, what it do? It's your boy Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon, Brother Z, the Lunch Break crew, live on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, located in downtown Milwaukee, 3rd Street Market Hall, from the American Family Insurance Studios. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, feeling good. It's actually Friday, right?
It's Friday, man.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Man. This week went pretty fast, but it also just been like, it's been a weird week. It felt like it went fast, but it also felt like it didn't go fast at all, fast enough, you know?
Man, I feel it was like the first half of, I know exactly what you mean. Like the first half of the week was, felt a little draggy. You know what I'm saying? It felt a little draggy. And then it just sped up all of a sudden, like after Wednesday. After Wednesday, it just sped up, man. Shouts out to everybody in the chat, man. Shouts out to everybody in the chat. Babar, Reginald said, I could kick it with y'all for a brief moment, then got to bounce duty calls. Tell them you need that extended lunch break, man. This is the Lunch Break crew. Right. We got the extendo version. Thank y'all for clocking
in. You got to give them the memo.
I know. I was just going to tell you to give them the memo. I was like, thank y'all for clocking in. But Shannon, you know, let's do our due. Do what we do.
I was going to say, give them the memo about the lunch break being extended. Y'all got to give y'all boss. We'll give y'all the permission slip. Just hand it to y'all boss. The lunch break 2 hours now.
Yeah, man.
See how that go over. See if they accept that.
Send the company. The new company policy is, you know, lunch is now two hours.
Lunch breaks for all.
With a 15-minute nap after, so we could decompress.
Exactly. See, we should be running things, but that's neither here nor there. Listen, if you guys are listening, make sure you follow The Lunch Break on Facebook at The Lunch Break. Follow your host, Ray Nitti, at Ray Nitti across all platforms, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, and me, Maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. And make sure you join the conversation today by calling 833-212-1017. You can also text that line. Again, that number is 833-212-1017. And if you want to join the chat and watch us live on YouTube, head over to YouTube. We are at 101.7 The Truth.
Yeah, man.
Ray, what's going on over there today?
Man, the block is hot. The block is hot, hot, hot. The block is hot.
The block is hot. Hey, okay.
The block is hot, man. Man, today, Shannon, we got a few things we're gonna be talking about today. We didn't get to get into the food nutrition yesterday again because you know, some things happened.
It was a lot going on.
It was a lot going on. And then we also do want to get into Mandela Barnes suspending his campaign. Then we also, we may get into the toxic chemicals. And Shannon, you had something you was telling me about that was super interesting. We didn't get to that yesterday either. And I want us to sure get into that today. Can you share with them what that was?
Yeah, of course. So for the, I believe, second time in U.S. history, parents have actually been charged in a mass shooting for being negligent. So yesterday, I think his name was, let me get it right. I know it was Colin, but I want to give you guys his last name. Colin Gray was charged sentenced to 15 years because his son committed a mass shooting. So I want to talk about that and get you guys' input on like whether or not parents should be held accountable when their children go out in the world and do horrific things. So we definitely want to get into that and kind of see how that even came about. Because like I said, this is only the second time this has happened in U.S. history. And the first time was super recent, like 2021. So it's becoming a thing where they're holding parents accountable. And I want to know if everybody thinks that's a good idea or if that's not.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what people think of that. I got my thoughts on that for sure.
Me too.
Sorry about that, Me y'all. Too.
They need to get the whole bloodline. No, I'm just playing. Get them all. Shooting up stools.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Get grandma too. Nab her out the rock and shit. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. Go ahead, Ray. My bad. It's the coffee.
She had a quadruple shot of espresso. We also would like to get into what does a black agenda look like today? I know that there has been a few organizations that have put together a black agenda. And I'm just curious to, you know, hearing from you all, what does the black agenda look like? What should be on the agenda? What should be a focus of people when it comes to black people voting as a block? How are we, you know, organizing and showing like these are the things that we need? And do we need to look at the plans that already exist and combine a universal agenda? So we want to get into some stuff like that as well. It's a lot going on this weekend, Shannon.
Man, ain't it?
It is all kinds
look,
of
you,
things.
You got to look, everything is on your schedule. Look.
Man,
they gotta split itself in fives.
Right. It's gonna be like little mini versions of myself. I'm gonna send my son to do the walk run.
Hey, they said Akon used to send his brother just throw some shades on him. Hey.
They definitely used to send his brother. He was just up there acting like convict music. But yeah, man, it's a busy weekend, Shannon. We got the United Negro College Fund. Can you believe I still put the letters in the wrong place? That's why I just keep saying United Negro College Fund. The walk run is Saturday. What time do they kick off again? Did she say 8:45 or something like that for the walkers? And then the runners kick. I think the runners start earlier, and then the walkers like 8:45, right, if I'm not mistaken. So I got to stretch.
Gotta get the walkers out the way.
I got to stretch tonight. Then, Shannon, we got the homie Larry Sanders, who was supposed to join us today. But, man, he came to Milwaukee and got sick, man. Bro had to go to the emergency room. So keep bro Larry Sanders in y'all prayers. He has release party, or not party, but event at Broke Life Store and Brad Fax Store downtown. I got to see if I can get the information for that. But he's dropping the Her Loss clothing brand, and he came in town to promote that, and bro got sick, man. So we'll see if maybe he calls in. He said if he gets out the hospital, he'll try to call in or something. So we have that. Then we have the King David, man. Shouts out to King David Lodge, number 10, Prince Hall Masons. Man, we have our Lodge fundraiser event, man. So that's going to be going on, man. I'm going to be performing. DeShay gonna be performing. I'm gonna have the live band, Shannon. So this would be like a nice little practice. This would be a practice for the for the family. I said I was family gonna perform fest. For the family fest. So this would be a nice practice for that, Shannon. And then
I'm excited.
Then Bronzeville week two. That kick off tomorrow Saturday as well. Cause they got Harambe as well. And the King David event is actually part of Bronzeville week as well. So hopefully I could get maybe I could get somebody to call in and tell us about Bronzeville week and some other things that are going on. Cause as you know, Alderwoman Cogs is also on the board of trustees for the radio station and whatnot. So yeah, man, Shannon, what you got planned this weekend? I'm just chopping my chops.
Man, I'm so no. Look, you got a way more exciting weekend than what I got going on. I've been like moving all week, working every single day. After, you know, after a birthday weekend, them accounts looking, what is it called? a little light. So it's like, you know what, let me get back to work and stop playing with these people. So I've been just working. And this weekend, I'm excited to finally have a day off. And I'm going to clean. I'll probably put the dog in daycare. She at daycare right now. Okay. She at daycare because when I get off, I'm going to clean up a little, take a nap and go to my other job. But yeah, this weekend, I think I'm going to just chill, deep clean. Decompressing by Sunday, if I'm up to it, I'm going to the club.
I was gonna say, I thought you said you was going to Tao.
I am gonna go to Tao Sunday. That's Sunday. That's, you know, after the whole weekend is through, I'm gonna be like, you know what?
And not the beach club.
I'm ready to party.
You going to the beach Tao club. Tao. The
we upper tried Tao. That already.
I said, I tried to go down there with the regular folks.
I tried.
But you know what? It's something in the water out there, down there.
It's something in the water.
Hey, the food is good, though. I will say that.
You know what? Tao got some good food.
They got some good food. Is that the same Tao chain that's in Chicago as well?
I believe so. I'm almost certain.
Oh. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like their food, man. I like their food. Man, so
it's definitely decent.
What did you think? I know we're gonna go to break soon, Shannon, but what did you think? Maybe we save it for break.
I want to hear this because I'm thinking, what you about to ask me about?
And I know they don't got nothing to do with this segment, right? But
okay,
you know. I feel like, and I'm trying to choose my words wisely here. What do you, how do you, if you were supporting somebody, right? And we all know how I felt when Crowley got out of the race, right? I was like, I'm still voting for him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I've been like super quiet, to be honest with you. I ain't been saying too much online because it's still people's choice. But you know what I would like to see people to do, but I can't. I feel like it would be unfair to force that narrative on people. You know what I'm saying? So I was wondering your thoughts on what do you think should happen with the race as it stands now? You have Joe Brennan polling at like 2%, and I think Kelda Roys was at like 1%. And, you know, I'm interested in, do you think they should concede and endorse somebody? I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
I feel like... I do believe they 2% and 1% is crazy. But I did see somewhere that there's a lot of undecided voters, and maybe they're just crossing their fingers for those undecided voters to decide on them. I don't think they're wrong for wanting to see how things play out, but I think the smart thing to do would be to back somebody else.
Yeah.
But that's something I would have to think about too, because like, It's,
I know, right?
It's tricky. I don't want to say it's clear. The people, like the people that are like the top choices, it's very clear who the top choices are. But I do understand, like, them feeling like, you know what, I got a chance at this. Dang it. In the polls, they probably feel like, hey, the polls could be wrong. They were wrong when Ms. Rodriguez decided to say she was bringing in this and polling at this. So maybe they feel like the polls are wrong and they just want to see it through.
Man. We'll take a break, Shannon. Then.
With that being said, we gonna go ahead, head over to break. Don't you guys go anywhere. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, give us a call at 833-212-1017. Or you can always text us. We'll read that too. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
We know how Zach feeling. He said, move. Get out the way.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is a lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man. Oh, no. Lights out. About to punch yo. Lights out. Get the... Guard your grill.
Guard your grill. Can't stay still.
I've been thinking
That's a classic.
Bye-bye to all you bees and gold diggers. Man, Shannon, how you feeling, man?
Oh, man. Feeling good. That was a hype song to get us back in the groove of things, man. Right. I know that's right, Zach.
Man, so we got, like I was saying, we got a bunch of stuff going on this weekend, and we were talking about, the question I asked you, Shannon. You know, who do we think the folks that are at 1% and 2%? I need to verify that because I don't want to misrepresent where they are in the polls. I felt like it was 1% or 2% I heard, but I don't want to misrepresent it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, should they clear the race and just let Francesca and Crowley be the two on the ticket? That's just a thought that I was had, and I wasn't going to be too vocal on it because of the stance that I had, you know, so I was like, let everybody make their choice, man. But I'd like to get your stance and what you think, Shannon.
Yeah. Like I said, I just feel like maybe I feel bad telling people to like get out the way. Right. Because they might, they have hope. I'd be so nice, man. Like, I'd be like, maybe they got hope. Maybe that undecided percent is going to all vote for them.
True.
You know, maybe. And maybe they feel like the polls, you know, the polls were wrong in the Crowley and Rodriguez situation. Maybe they're also, you know, wrong for them. But if we're talking 1% and 2%, I think the obvious answer would be to like back down and support somebody else. And like I said, they also haven't made a lot of noise. And maybe it's just what I'm paying attention to. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like most people that I've talked to, they didn't even realize, you know,
that a race was going on. Oh, that they were even participating.
Those two were a part of the race. So yeah. I don't, like, maybe somewhere out there outside of Milwaukee, a lot of people have signs in their lawns and a lot of people are voting for them. And maybe they've seen that. I'm not sure what they're going off of, but maybe it would be best for them to step down and back somebody else. With Mandela dropping out, did he endorse anybody?
I don't think... I don't think he did. I don't think he did endorse anybody. I wasn't expecting him to, in my opinion. I wasn't expecting him to.
That's not a hater thing to do.
No. Right. But
he
suspended
his
campaign.
So what's your thoughts on it, right? He did suspend his campaign.
I was just going to move on to
that.
Do
you think they should follow suit?
you know, I'm not going to be anybody to tell anybody what they should do with their dreams. I'm going to just... politics can be so exhausting. it's exhausting, Shannon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure every, like, people are participating in the process. I want to see a lot more participation. I think we already going to have to deal with low voter turnouts anyway as a community in Milwaukee. So it's even more vital that we, like, I just want people to go out and vote. Cast your vote. Participate in the process, because the reason why we don't see more campaigning and stuff and candidates talking towards our needs is because we don't show up. We don't show up at the polls, so they don't care about trying to get our vote. And that's just the truth. They know we only show up in presidential elections. They know it.
It's almost like they feel like they don't have to do anything for us because we're not asked. Like you said, we're not even asking for anything. We're not demanding anything right now. So they're like, we don't even got to promise them nothing. We don't have to show up for them. So.
Straight up. We don't got to do nothing. We just got to keep promoting to the folks in the van database, minivan, in the universe that they create with 100,000 voters. And these are people who are high, I think the word they use is propensity voters. These are people that vote in every damn election there is. So they build who they target off of that. And because they feel like, okay, it's easier to spend the resources on knocking on the doors that they know are going to go to the poll. But me, I think the real power is the people that aren't voting. The sleeping voters, the people who really need to be more engaged than anything, in my opinion, are the ones that aren't participating. Mm-hmm. And I think we pay the ultimate price as a community because of our lack of participation.
It's true.
And I'm not even saying voting is the only thing. You know, because it's way more things we need to do as a community outside of voting to change our situations or circumstances or whatever. All of these stats that we've been telling you all about for the last 2 months. All of these things in the city. So, but Mandela suspended his campaign. Pull this up, Shannon. For Wisconsin governor on Thursday, July 30th, less than 2 weeks before the August 11th Democratic primary, saying in a video statement, it's become very clear who our nominee is going to be. I also think that was shade. But, you know, he didn't name a candidate. That's why it was shade. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if it's clear, say the names. Don't be vague about it. Yeah, but
there was something else clear, but never mind.
Yep. So I feel like that's what he was trying to say, but you know, that's just my thoughts. He didn't name whoever it was that he was supporting, but I feel like he was trying to hint. And what I will say is, like I told y'all, and this is just my opinion, this is just off things I know. Like, I just think it was a lot of ego involved in this race too, man. And the ego, like, it's a terrible thing once it's activated. The male ego is a terrible thing. Shannon, I think we got a caller. Update on Bronzeville Fest and things of that nature. Okay, we'll take him after break. Let's go to break. Take us to break, Shannon.
You guys, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we have Deshae on the line, and he's going to tell us about Bronzeville this weekend and things of that nature and give us some updates. So stay tuned. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Don't mind it, man.
She says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna make a pretty, but your heart is a miss. Play you like a villain, cause she caught in a way. Tonight, I am walking away. Line to my mind and I grind.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the award-winning 101 7 The Truth. It's the Lunch Break Crew, Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z. Man, we got Deshay on the line. How y'all feeling? Deshay, how you doing? You live with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on the Lunch Break.
Hey, good afternoon, Shannon and Brother Ray Nitty. I'm doing wonderful on this kickoff to Brownsville weekend.
Yes, sir. So tell us what's going on. Tell the people what's going on.
I would say it's a lot of talent in Milwaukee. It's a lot of beautiful things happening, starting with Saturday with the Harambe Walk Run. It's a walk run that has been in its, I believe, 11th year. We're in the 16th year of Bronzeville Week. Shout out to Alderwoman Malele Cox, who has spearheaded this for, you know, the length of the time she's been in office. I go back to when I was in city government and working Bronzeville as a project manager in 2007. So we almost 20 years in Bronzeville. And out of that, we have this amazing 8 days of activities taking place, starting again tomorrow with the Harambe Walk Run. And I get the pleasure to rock with my brother Ray Nitty tomorrow night at the Royal Rhythm Experience at the Summer of 85. That's from 5 to 9 tomorrow night. And then we hit Sunday, and Sunday is the festival. Before I even go there, Brother Ray Nitty, is there anything you want to say about our Royal Rhythm Experience? I want to shout out King David Lodge number 10, all the King's men, and all of our brothers, and just the jurisdiction of Wisconsin, Prince Hall affiliated, that's going to be in the building, and everybody who is supporting this particular event. Anything you want to say about it, brother, why I got you here?
Man, I just say, man, tell the people, man, pull up. Pull up Summer 85 from 5 to 9. Some tickets will be available at the door. There is very, very limited amount left, so get there early if you want to get in, is what I will suggest. We got a real dope band. Man, it's going to be a nice vibe, man. I'm looking forward to performing. I'm looking forward to performing. I'm looking forward to, you know, showing the people Unk still got a little two-step in him.
Hey, bro, we gonna have a ball and give people that Royal Rhythm Experience with some trivia is going to be happening. We're going to have some games of people who, you know, maybe like spades or dominoes, come and hang out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, you know, the venue sell cigars. So those who want to go outside and, you know, have a cigar, looks like the weather is going to be all right for indoor and outdoor entertainment and fun. So I encourage people to come out definitely for the Royal Rhythm Experience tomorrow night. And then again, Sunday is the Bronzeville Festival, Bronzeville Cultural Arts Festival, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., blocking off North Avenue. Don't happen all the time, y'all. So please come take advantage of this. We blocking off North Avenue from MLK to 7th Street. There's a blues and gospel stage on the corner of MLK and North. On the corner of 5th and North is the main stage. And then we have a youth stage on 6th and North Avenue. All of the vendors that are coming out, the artists, the entertainers. Again, this is a full community event, free and open to the public. What an opportunity to check out some amazing talent that Milwaukee has. And I don't know if people really know who we got here in Milwaukee. I know y'all know about Ray Nitty, right? But do y'all know about Joe Jordan? Do y'all know about Troy Tyler? We have Wavy D and Friends. We have just so many different talented artists that's going to be in the building, Easy Flow. Again, maybe you all know them, maybe not, but I encourage you all to come check out some of the talent that is going to be there on Sunday, again, on the main stage. I would also say, for those who are interested in just being really engaged, go to milwaukee.gov/Bronzeville, and you can get the entire week schedule of activities. That is including Monday. We have a Bronzeville Lunch and Learn that's taking place at Confectionately Yours. Again, 8 days of activities. I'm not going to go through it all, but I just want to drop a few things here. Building Bronzeville will take place on Tuesday at the Bronzeville Kitchen and Lounge, 2053 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. It's a conversation about what has taken place in Bronzeville. I have the pleasure of moderating that conversation again, I come with a number of years of Bronzeville, probably from the beginning. But there will be some women that you get a chance to learn from. And I encourage you all to come and hear about how Bronzeville got to where it is just over the years. Tuesday is also tacos and games at Summer 85. Wednesday is the business breakfast sponsored by the historic King Drive bid taking place at America's Black Holocaust. That one does require a registration. Many of these events are free and open to the public. Again, you take a look at the schedule, Rooted and Natural at A La Mode is from 12 to 4 p.m. It's an indoor-outdoor community experience and open learning about healing through natural hair, food, music, live hair demonstrations, and more. You got line dancing also taking place on Wednesday. I'm telling y'all, when you look at this schedule, this don't happen all the time. This is one time a year. Again, shout out all the women, Cox. Shout out Deborah Moore, Terrence Moore, folks at the city that have really put a lot behind this. We are missing one of our champions who passed this year in February, Akua Dantzler. Definitely rest in peace. She has been a part of Bronzeville since year one, working closely with Alderwoman Cox. You will also, you know, see things that have happened in the past, like Kool-Aid and Canvas. And this is a opportunity for the kids to come and do it, their own kind of paint and sip, but it is Kool-Aid and Canvas. So you might see, you know, the small, like the high C boxes, you know, it's really a kid event. So I encourage those who may have a daycare to attend that. That's at the Dr. Martin Luther King Library on Thursday. You got a fashion show on Thursday. You got trolley ride sponsored by the bid. Historic conversation taking place on that trolley ride where people just learn about, you know, Bronzeville. The new developments, the businesses, the vibrancy, the neighborhoods, the Harambe, the Halyer Park. Again, take all of this in because Bronzeville, as we've been doing this now for, you know, 15 years and for some like me, 19 years, Bronzeville is something that is ours. Other Bronzevilles in the world, but our Bronzeville is the best. Our Dr. Martin Luther King Drive is certainly the best in the nation. So many things we've gotten acknowledged for just on national, New York Times, one of the 52 places to visit in the world. Sometimes we just don't take advantage and be appreciative of what we got happening here in our own city. And we go Friday. You got Lit in Bronzeville at Salute Society. That's a community movement bringing the residents, the artists, the wellness advocates.
It's a lot. You
know, all together. Bro, it's so much happening.
Damn.
It's so much happening that I don't think people really paying attention yet. You got the Sleepover for Education, where it's raising, you know, donations to give back to schools. This is a school supply donation overnight. Shout out Tracy Ditt, one of our Masonic brothers. That's from 7 p.m. to 8 in the morning. And I'm going to tell you about this. You play spades. You be up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning playing spades. And that's a dope experience when you up in the middle of the night. It's some food. Again, people doing drop-offs starting at 7 p.m. I encourage people to, again, make their way out. And then it ends next Saturday with starting with that day, Pancakes and Poetry, hosted by Mario the Poet. Rise and Grind Cafe is one of their last events. Again, support our local businesses. That one is 9:30 in the morning. You got a farmer's market. You got the Bronzeville Ride. You got a local Legends softball game.
One I'm playing of the teams in that
led
one.
By G. You see?
I'm playing in that game.
Are you on Ray team, Ray Hill team with the bid, or are you on G from G's Clippers team?
I feel like I might be on Ray Hill team, I feel.
And she got to figure out what team you on, right?
And she went to whatever team I'm on, we win.
Hey, I would say, if y'all know Ray Nitty got – He got that softball down. I saw him play. It was a surprise to me. I was like, I wish I had a softball team just so I could put him on it.
Hey, man, before you go, Deshae, somebody in the comments said, Guru in the comments, shouts out to everybody in the chat. Guru said, I was in attendance when Deshae jumped off stage with his performance some years back. I dapped him up for that. he said he think Von Mays performed that year, too. So, yeah, man, it's gonna
be I appreciate it.
It's
And I'm performing on the main stage on Sunday. Yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit because I'm with you on Saturday. But I think, you know, it's oftentimes people like under five who you don't maybe see on a regular basis who's really, really talented. And you got some like the young folks like Deuce 7243. Y'all may not know him, but this is some talent. Black Scheif, AG the Gift, Johnny Franchino does house music coming from Chicago. You got Blacks, you got Nate OTN. Again, so many people that's going to be there. I encourage y'all to really come out. And Rap J, shout him out.
Man, tell the people one more time about our Royal Rhythms event before we let you go and head to break.
Oh, absolutely. Royal Rhythm Experience taking place 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday night. It is a fundraiser for King David Lodge number 10. All the King's Men is the sponsor, which is our nonprofit arm. Some games, some food. Food is included with
the
entry.
Purchase a ticket. Yep. You get food with
purchase
your ticket.
Ticket.
Yeah.
And you get some games and you get some, again, come for the music, stay for the vibes, leave with the memories. I encourage y'all to come out. Shout out again, King David Lodge number
10.
Shout out Ray Newton.
I know you said it's a fundraiser, but real quick, could you share what those funds would be used for, just so people would want to know?
Yeah, you know, what our lodge has done in past years, we'll help with, like, Habitat for Humanity, helping, you know, building homes. We've done the feeding the homeless and things of that nature. What we'd like to be able to do with some of these funds is, around Christmas time, be able to help, you know, give toys out to the kids, you know, book bags, mm-hmm. be able to support some of our local organizations that are doing things out here to support, you know, those who may not have. So part of your funds will be contributing to us to be able to provide back to the community in different ways. You know, gun locks and things of that nature are things that Prince Hall is known for. We're also known for, you know, bike giveaways, be it with the ancient Egyptian Arabic Order Noble Mystic Shrines and, you know, other bodies, appended bodies of Prince Hall. And so this is a way for us to really contribute and give back. And in exchange for that, we want to give y'all some of our talent. Again, Ray Nitty going to rock. I'm going to rock out. And y'all come have fun with us. And your funds will certainly be used for good causes going forward.
Man, appreciate you for calling in and giving us that well-versed update on Bronzeville Week, man. So make sure y'all check out Bronzeville Week, man. So thanks again.
Is there a website or anything?
Absolutely. You can go to milwaukee.gov/Bronzeville. Again, milwaukee.gov/BRONZEVILLE. You can also, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, DeSha, last name is AGEE. By the way, my music is available on all platforms. Delayed Arrival, got to shout that out. Delayed Arrival is available on all platforms. You want to get familiar with some of my songs or Ray Nitty songs, y'all listen to us online. But Milwaukee.gov is where you can find all the information about Bronzeville Week. You can also check Alderwoman Malele A. Cox's website or her Facebook page or mine again. Thank you. Thank you all for allowing this conversation to take place.
Man, no problem. Thank you for calling in, DeShay. Man, that was extensive.
We got a lot of that's why I was like, we need a website. I couldn't even write all that down. Like, hold on now.
It's a lot.
What day do we get the nachos and the look? Hold on.
Taco
Tuesday. They got sleepover spades. Look, if y'all want that information, make sure you go visit that website because that was a lot of information and a lot of cool events going on. So I know a lot of people that would be interested. Like he said, like they have a few for the kids, they got stuff for the adults. It's a little bit of everything for everybody. So definitely be dope to check it out and get involved.
All right. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
Sorry.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. To the lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. It's your boy Ray Nitty.
co-host Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. Man, that was a very extensive call with Brother Deshae, man. He gave us the whole rundown. Man.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all come rock with King David, too, man. It's a lot going on, but make that time from 5 to 9. You feel what I'm saying? We got a real nice show going to be happening. Damn.
What y'all said y'all giving away free food, too. What food y'all got over there? Look, what y'all got?
It's going to be some food with your tickets. When you purchase a ticket, it comes with food. So you come in, you get to go over by the section, you know, and get you some stuff. You know, get you some things.
Got a buffet situation.
Buffet style. Look, you feel me?
Buffet style. Ooh, buffet style. Y'all buffet living style. In luxury over there.
Yeah, man. You know, kicking in with all the king's men. You feel me? You hear me?
Okay.
Man, but
you hear me?
Oh, man, Shannon. We got we got an interesting topic that you're about to bring to us. I know we're gonna give us a brief rundown, because I know we're gonna have to go to break soon again, but give us a rundown of it, Shannon, and then we will be getting deep into it in hour two. But give us what you got.
All right, I got you. So yesterday, the father of Appalachia High School shooter Colt Gray was sentenced to 15 years in prison for his role in the 2024 mass shooting that killed four people, two students and two teachers in Winder, Georgia. So why the father was charged? So he wasn't a part of the shooting per se, but he was charged. The prosecutors argued that this wasn't simply about being the parent of a shooter. They said Colin Gray knowingly gave his 14-year-old son the AR-style rifle that was used in the attack as a Christmas gift, despite numerous warnings. Signs and evidence presented during this trial showed that Colt had an obsession with mass shootings. He had mental illness. He had different struggles throughout his life. Prior threats had drawn law enforcement's attention and access to unsecure firearms. So a jury ultimately found Colin Gray guilty of second degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, cruelty to children, and reckless conduct because of his actions. They were found to be criminally negligent and directly contributed to these deaths. So one question that many people are asking is, why don't parents get charged more often in school shootings? Do we have a little more time so I can dig into that a little bit?
Yeah, I think we got like maybe 2 minutes.
Okay.
Or something.
I got this. Yeah. Look, I just wanted to make sure, because this is kind of lengthy, because people are asking, why doesn't this happen more often? Legal experts say it's because the criminal law generally requires prosecutors to prove more than just poor parenting. They have to show that the parents' actions or failure to act were criminally negligent and directly connected to the crime. That's a very high legal standard, which is why these cases are rare. The Michigan case involving the parents of the Oxford High School shooter helped establish a modern precedent. And that was the one that I spoke about that happened, I believe, in 2021, where that was probably the first case in the U.S. where a parent was also charged. And I believe that was because that person also showed signs of, you know, becoming a school shooter, and the parent also bought the gun. So another development in the case is that the mom was banned from talking to her son because she was like on phone calls before the trial with him, like laughing and like talking about like the attention he's getting online. And that's ultimately what he wanted. Like, his obsession was with these school shooters. And like, he was like, I want to be known for this. I want people to talk about me. I want people to talk about the pain I caused. And the mom is on the phone while he's like in jail, laughing about it, telling him she'll send pictures and she's going to make a shrine to him and all these things, and just like gassing him up as if he's some celebrity now. So that parent was not charged at all, but she was banned from calls. So clearly he had some bang up parents there. But we can get deeper into it after the break. I know we got to head out for a few seconds. We'll be right back.
We got 3 more minutes. I was wrong, Shannon.
Oh!
I was wrong.
Look, I thought I was being long. Look, well, I wasn't trying to hold the mic now.
Two now. No, I'm sure. I'm listening. I'm sitting here like, dang. No, keep
listen,
going.
The parents did a bang up job. Yeah, so the Colin Gray case where the dad was charged, it's not the first, but there's differences in it, right? So it says they're not the first parents in U.S. history to be convicted in connection to their child's mass shooting. That that was James and Jennifer Crumbly in 2021, the Oxford High School shooting that I just mentioned. They were each convicted of involuntary manslaughter and sentenced to 10 to 15 in prison. Prosecutors argued that they ignored repeated warning signs that their son was a threat, and they bought him a handgun. So like I said, they ignored signs. They bought the gun in that case as well. But the difference is this is the first time in Georgia that a parent has been convicted in connection with the child's mass shooting. And it is also the first known case where a parent was convicted of second-degree murder, not just involuntary manslaughter. So yeah, many people are calling for, you know, for more action. Mm. Like I've seen that a bunch. Like, why aren't these parents being looked at? But then you got people like saying, you know, is it the parent's fault that their child went down a certain path? So I don't know. What you thinking over there, Ray?
Man,
should parents face criminal charges when their child commits a mass shooting if they ignore the signs, or has this gone too far?
Man, I do think
for a long time.
I do think we need
people
to.
People ain't been held accountable.
I do think we need to look at that, Shannon. That's interesting. To hear only two parents,
mass shooting.
Got arrested for that is very interesting. But we're gonna get into more of what I think of that when we get back from this break. Because if I start now, I know I'm gonna run us all the way over lunch break. And we're gonna have people
that's
late.
Gonna be irritating.
So don't go any 833-212-1017 is the number to call if you would like to share your thoughts on this subject. And if you're on YouTube, you can watch us on YouTube as well. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. Don't go anywhere. This is
Life's
a lunch break.
Better with American Family Insurance because we know you love working weekends.